The Republican National Convention is now getting to the heart of the campaign, with vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan's address and the make-or-break expectations for Mitt Romney's acceptance speech. But what kind of party are these two nominees presiding over? Former Delaware Congressman Mike Castle is now in Tampa as a delegate. He is known as a moderate in his party, but Castle was defeated in his bid for the Senate by Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell, who lost to Democrat Chris Coons in the 2010 elections. Delmarva Public Radio caught up with him and talked about his party, its future, and the campaign.
What you're seeing at the convention is they wanted, I think, to present Mitt Romney is an individual who was likable, a good family person, very stable individual with a plan for America. And there's a real spirit, a real feeling that this is a very winnable race.
There do seem to be some divisions within your party with its very conservative platform, the Tea Party elements. What's going on?
I've never been much of a platform person at any point. I think with, no abortions, even in the case of incest or rape, is somewhat problematical. It's not where Mitt Romney happens to be. So already he doesn't agree with something that's in the platform. But you have a real division within the Republican Party. There seems to be a general feeling that this particular candidate can encompass and spread his arms all elements of the Republican Party and of this country.
You've been known as a moderate in your party, but it seems more conservative now than ever. I mean, has your party moved away from you?
Well, I think it's accurate that the Republican Party has become more conservative than it was 10, 20 years ago. I think it's also accurate that there is room within the Republican Party for people who are somewhat less conservative than that. As a result, you continue to have a balance as far as that is concerned. I mean, I will disagree with some of the positions that other Republicans are going to take. And obviously, the very conservative individuals, perhaps represented by the Tea Party, but otherwise, may have, positions that go beyond where some of the rest of us are. But on the other hand, there's a lot of things in which we agree. For example, I agree on the fiscal aspects of what they have to say.
Now, one of the new elements is a proposal found in the Ryan plan for a voucherized Medicare system, at least sometime in the future. What do you make of that development?
My own belief is that that particular proposal, at least as it's being described, really comes from the Paul Ryan budget, as opposed to anything which I think the Romney people have looked at carefully. I don't necessarily favor it. I believe that Medicare is something that is to a degree sacrosanct and with respect to being able to provide health care to senior citizens. So, we need to be careful about that. But on the other hand, it suggests that Medicare can continue as it is without some adjustments in terms of its costs and fiscal overruns, or even the Social Security can continue the way it is. It's just burying your head in the sand.
By the way, I wanted to get your reaction to the claim that has been made by political ads and even at the convention that President Obama has removed the work requirements from welfare.
I think that, Obama may not have been as strong as some might want on some of the work requirements, but to make an absolute statement he's trying to do away with them, I think is probably not correct. And I would hope that, those who are the fact checkers would make those things clear and the political parties would straighten it out. And even if somebody else other than your candidate is running those ads, perhaps it's up to the candidate to make sure that the facts are made correct.
The one poll that struck me is that Mitt Romney is getting essentially 0% support in the African-American community. And in the Hispanic community, he certainly ranks behind the president.
It's interesting to be here to see the number of speakers, governors of states, other significant speakers who are of Hispanic background. So you're starting to see, more of that. And hopefully the party can put together a message which, individuals in those communities will receive. In terms of higher level elections, Republicans are actually doing better with Hispanics probably than Democrats are in recent years.
Now, it looks like it's going to be a close race.
Most political pundits, and I don't put myself in that category, that perhaps 40 of the states are almost decided. But then you get down to any place from about 7 to 10 states that everybody feels are the key states in terms of this election. I'm in one right now, which is Florida, obviously. But Ohio is in that category. Michigan has crept into that category. Maybe Pennsylvania to a degree. You go out to the Midwest, you get Wisconsin and Michigan, New Mexico. There's a list of states that everyone's looking at, and the polls in those states are also very close. And if you shift perhaps two or three of those states from being Obama states to Romney states, he can win the election.
Former Delaware Congressman Mike Castle, who is attending the Republican National Convention as a delegate this year in Tampa. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.